A new legislative session begins in Trenton today, one that will usher in an across-the-board leadership change. WNYC's Bob Henley has this report.
When Essex County Assemblywoman Sheila Oliver takes the oath of office to become Speaker, it'll mark the first time in New Jersey history and only the second time in U.S. history that an African-American woman will lead a state legislative body. The 57-year-old Oliver has served as a county freeholder and was president of her local school board.
I've always been a leader. I've been a leader since I was an elementary school student. And I've always been an active citizen, and that led me into running for elective office starting in the early 1980s.
Oliver says she's confident that fellow Democrats can work with Republicans to turn the economic crisis around.
What you are going to see, leadership exerted at all levels of government.
In the upper house, Southern Jersey Senator Steve Sweeney is expected to be elected as Senate president. The 50-year-old Sweeney comes out of the labor movement and is currently the freehold director for Gloucester County.
I'm a union iron worker, and, you know, I work with my hands and my back. This is a hell of a lot easier.
The fact that Republican Chris Christie bested Democratic Governor John Corzine by 100,000 votes is not lost on Sweeney. He says New Jersey needs to take a fresh look at consolidating its 566 towns and nearly 600 school districts. He says voters have had it with the ever-escalating cost of government.
Right now, they know their money's being wasted. So consolidations, regionalizations, finding ways to streamline government, cutting regulations, which this governor-elect said he was going to do, I'm all in favor of. We just need to find a way to work together.
The first major test for the new legislature, an unprecedented state budget crisis. For WNYC, I'm Bob Henley.